People need advice. You need some. 1-800-947-3979. idiots@freebeerandhotwings.com. This one a little lighter, a little more, well, sadly, the last one in the last segment, if you missed it, pretty relatable for a lot of people. A lot of people have been through it. Not, thankfully, the five or six of us yet. But a lot of people had. This one, everybody's probably been in some version of this. Is this a normal reaction? I'm kind of resenting my girlfriend for a while. I've been seeing her for about 5 months. We made it official, but last weekend I was playing guitar in a bar. And while I was playing, she started talking with a couple guys that are also regular musicians there. They are not unknowns in the sense that her best friends who works there also know them. I have seen them before and played music with them too, etc. She hadn't really talked with them before. I am not friends with either. Okay, that's a lot of additions. Everybody's pretty drunk. I could clearly see they were trying to hit on her. Boy, you must have been paying very close attention to your own set. She's very good looking. I don't consider these guys as competition in a sense that I feel way more attractive overall than them. But it drives me insane. She felt the need to either accept their friend request or send them one after the encounter. Why is she still adding dudes to social media? How can I deal with this?
You should start an argument and then stomp your feet and then walk away.
That's good advice.
Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I would do.
Make her feel bad for no reason. Yeah. That's going to be great.
I would just be honest with her. I mean, sometimes people have reactions that don't make sense. Like, it's not fair to, like, but just be honest and go, hey, look, I know you probably weren't doing anything, but just, like, I don't know, it bumps me out. Can we talk about it?
And sometimes
I want to feel better, and I don't know, like, people have dumb reactions to things sometimes. It'd be better to have an honest conversation about how you feel than to sit there and stew about it and then get more bitter and more bitter about nothing that's going on, and then you just create something that's nothing. And I mean, I've been on the receiving end of that, and I've been on the giving end of that, too, where you, like, start to formulate scenarios that aren't really there, and you make it worse and worse, and then you do turn it into something that it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Just talk about it.
Give her the trust that if you express something to her that even you know is probably a little bit over the line for pushiness, maybe she'll accept it. For me, a lot of times, just saying that out loud and having them respond of, oh, I'd never even thought about that. Mm-hmm. This is all I was thinking. That's probably enough. Right now, you're acting like she cheated on you.
I was going to say, this person actually sounds super insecure. Like,
very
super insecure.
I'm good looking. I'm not scared of them. Why do they have to be around?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they had to say that they think they're better looking than these
people.
That's
weird.
To me, that is like an instant. It's a little narcissistic.
Who are you trying
vibes.
To convince?
Yeah. And I feel like with that type of approach, even if he said, so like if he approached it with his, if he's approaching it like that with her, it's not going to go well.
No,
because he's already got an accusatory tone. He's already like thinking something that hasn't even happened yet. And he's also comparing himself looks wise. It's all very surface level. It's very insecure. And I personally think he needs to grow up. If a man came to me with that, I'd be like, you've got growing to do and I'm not going to be your lesson learned. So bye.
This text, I think he should accuse her of having sex with both of them right in front of the guys. See how it goes.
Yep.
That's another good idea.
Uh-huh, that's right work. After you cut her brake lines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, we're full of good advice.
Text from Bobby Boucher's mother. Don't put up with it. Social media is the devil.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Yeah, it's foosball.
Boucher's mother.
Didn't think we'd get that today.
Oh,
thank you.
Oh, I know what you should do. When they're not looking, put their guitars in cold places and ruin the tuning.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, put their guitars in Coldplay. They'll never be heard from again.
That's well,
a
that
weird
too.
Coldplay joke.
I mean, that could happen
they have guitars.
Too, I guess. Yeah, but who cares? It's really about the dude and his piano.
Hello, Sarah of Flint. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Very, very good. What's going on?
Well, I'm in the very beginning stages of my divorce, and my husband is staying somewhere else. I have no idea where. I have a coworker who admitted to having a crush on me. He's 10 years younger than me. We hang out like casually. We vibe really well together. Should I go ahead and keep hanging out with him and see if I get feelings and let myself be happy? Or should I just let my divorce take its toll on me before I let myself be happy?
I definitely think you need to like work through whatever, because when you get divorced, there's a grieving process. Like you're grieving the relationship, you're grieving the future you thought you had together.
The loss of that identity.
Yeah.
In hindsight.
I mean, you're changing your whole routine. Mm-hmm. Everything you thought was going to happen isn't anymore, which is totally fine. Like, you do you and live your best life. I'm certainly not going to tell somebody not to go out and get some if you can. But just be mindful that that might kind of cloud what some things that you might need to work through right now. So if they really like you, flirt and boost your confidence for sure. But maybe don't take it any further, you know, until all this stuff is like signed, sealed, delivered.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Yeah, I think so. I agree with that. I mean, having been down those roads myself, you know, I think, stay friends or whatever. But give yourself a couple of months or something.
And don't give him any ammo for any reason to use anything against you, because they do be doing that.
Sometimes.
You think they won't.
Yeah.
do be doing that, Sarah.
Both,
be careful.
Both sides can do that. Yeah, definitely.
It's true.
If that juice is worth the squeeze, then it's probably worth waiting a little while until you're sure. Ultimately, if you know you're ready, no one else can tell you. Yeah. And here's I don't want to be a hypocrite about this. That's what my therapist said to me. Mm-hmm. And then he followed it with this. Nearly 100% of the relationships that he had counseled who started dating someone while their divorce was still going on, rather than waiting what he recommended was 18 months to 24 months to get into a serious relationship. This is when I told him I was dating Kayla, who's now my wife. Now, bear that in mind. He said, if you think you're ready, then ultimately it's up to you. But I would never give you that advice. Mm-hmm. And then we talked about that a lot as it went. And we talked about various emotions and talked about, hey, is this baggage from round one or is this something? And so I had that along the way. And now it worked out for me. But looking back, I can see the risks and the potholes.
Yeah, everybody's going to be different. So
does that help? You know.
It does. It helps a lot. Thanks. Okay. Appreciate you guys.
All right, Sarah.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Good luck. Sorry Thanks. About the loss of your marriage, and congratulations on a chance to start a new future.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. Thanks. Okay. Have a good one, guys.
Thank you, Sarah. 1-800-947-3979. this text from West Michigan. Slut phase, engage!
Yeah.
This text, I don't know if this is advice, but I need to know how to convince my coworkers to think as much as I do that free beer looks like Kiefer Sutherland's brother now. I think you're on your own on that, my friend.
Yeah.
But good luck. I don't know why that's important to you.
I don't see it.
I don't either.
No, maybe Donald Sutherland's brother.
You mean his father?
Yeah.
Who was last in a movie when the word Andromeda was used on a regular basis?
Yeah. And various other strains.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
I would love to be Donnie S's brother. That's as aspirational as it gets to me. Could I be the brother of an old actor who was never really the star, but was good?
Yeah, he was good.
Maybe if I play my cards right. Mm-hmm. This text, you guys are a bunch of C blockers. That guy's not getting any from Sarah now.
Oh, he will. It just might take a couple of more weeks. That's all.
This text from Buffalo.
C-blocking.
For the divorcee, join therapy and be happy.
Yeah, I mean, always strive for happiness, for sure.
This text, got this one some myself. The divorce isn't even final yet. Good Lord. You don't know how long it's been coming.
Yeah, I mean, every situation is different. I mean, yeah, that handwriting might have been on the wall for 10 years. You know, I don't know.